Welcome to day two of Month of Motivation, how to create lasting change. Let's dive right in. I'm standing in front of my mirror, and I take off my shirt. At 19 years old, I was overweight and out of shape, and I was sick of it. I was sick of being chubby and soft. I was sick of feeling tired and fatigued all the time. I was sick of having no confidence. Truth be told, my whole life was a mess at that point, and I was sick of what I had let myself become. And the worst part was, is that I had done it all to myself. I and I alone was responsible for what I'd let myself become, had nobody else to blame. And as I stood there in front of my mirror and looked at my soft, pudgy body, I felt disgusted. It was a painful feeling. I felt ashamed. But you know what? Something happened for me in that moment. Something shifted. I remember looking at myself and just saying, enough is enough. Over and over and over again. It's time to change. All my emotions welled up inside me and I just kept on yelling it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's time to change. In that moment, I realized I was ready to take on the challenge of changing myself physically. That night, I decided. Now, I knew it was going to be a tough road ahead. I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be painful. But in that moment, I somehow also realized that it was possible for me to do, that I could do it. And eventually, I did. And 18 years later, I still remember that moment in front of the mirror at 19 years old because it taught me that I was capable of doing anything. But it had to be up to me. It was up to me. So now, whenever I'm faced with challenges, trials, tribulations, issues of some sort, rather than complaining about them, rather than allowing myself to let that victim mentality take hold, I choose instead to believe that this challenge is here to help me become better. I choose to believe that there's a better version of me on the other side of every challenge that I'm forced to deal with. And I also believe that once I decide to use my problem as an opportunity to learn what I'm made of, rather than an opportunity to complain and wallow in my own misery, a very, very powerful two-part shift occurs. Now, the first part of this shift is mental. That is, on the other side of this problem, there's a better version of me. This first mental shift then leads to shift number two, which is the physical shift, which says that now that I know this problem or pain or challenge is an opportunity to grow, what are the physical actions that I need to take? What are the things that I need to do to make that growth, to make that transformation happen? You know, it takes the same amount of energy to stress yourself out about thinking about your problems as it does to make a definite decision to actually do something about them, right? Deciding to fix your problems moves you towards an eventual solution if you take action. But thinking about why you don't have what you want or wondering why bad things always happen to you, that'll get you nowhere but backwards. Problems are a good thing. Solving them helps you grow. So how do you apply this method to motivation in your own life? Well, number one, think about a major change that you want to make. Think about a major change you want to make, a problem you want to solve within the next 12 months. What's that transformation for you? Maybe you took a big financial hit recently and want to turn things around. Maybe you put on some weight and want to get in better shape. Maybe you want to launch that business that you've been dreaming about starting. Whatever it is, envision it now. And then number two, be brutally honest about it. Don't say, I'm feeling the burdens of financial strain. If you're suffering financially, just admit it. Admit it to yourself and say so. Be real. Don't say, I'm looking a tad bit out of shape. Say, I'm fat. Stand in front of the mirror, strip off your clothes, and look at yourself. How does it make you feel? If you look like a sloth and feel like a sloth, admit it. It will help you in the next stage. The idea here is not to make yourself feel bad. The purpose of being brutally honest with yourself is to make it emotional, to make it painful enough, such that it will inspire you to actually make the changes you want to make. Number three, you want to make the shift from victim to hero. Once you face the reality of your situation, it's crucial that you don't allow yourself to become a victim of your circumstances. You want to understand that reality is reality, but you can change your reality if you choose to do something about it. For example, if you've admitted to yourself that you've allowed yourself to become overweight, you don't want to sit there and say it's a lost cause and eat more cookies, right? You want to stand up and tell yourself that you are in charge and the time to begin that change is now. Envision yourself working hard and turning things around. Envision yourself getting into better shape. Envision yourself in peak physical condition. So, number one, you think about a major change you want to make. Number two, become brutally honest about it. Number three, make the shift from victim to hero. Don't blame yourself. Don't wallow in your misery. Decide to take charge. Take control. Stand up and decide. Once you've done that, you'll then have, number one, a painful reason to change. That is, something that pushes you away from your current state. And then you'll have a positive reason to change, which pulls you in the direction that you want to go. And then number four, the fourth and final thing, is to make a plan and work the plan, right? You've got your problem. You've been brutally honest about it. You've shifted your mental paradigm from I'm a victim to I am the hero. And you've envisioned yourself working hard and achieving success. Now, it's time to take action. What's the result you're aiming for? If your problem were solved, what would it look like? Answer these questions and you'll end up with a goal. Once you've got your goal, it's time to make a plan and begin taking action. Look, when I was overweight and unhealthy, I set a goal to get down to single-digit body fat, a single-digit body fat percentage. I was a chubby mess when I set that goal. I didn't know how I would get there. I didn't even know if it was really possible, but I had a target, which meant I could start. Now, to achieve that goal, I had to start an exercise habit. I had to clean up my diet. I had to stop spending time with people who did not support my vision. I took a lot of time. I put in a lot of hard work, but I took small steps daily. And one day, I woke up, looked at myself in the mirror, and I no longer saw rolls. I saw muscles. The version of myself that I had envisioned in my mind 12 months earlier was no longer in my mind. It was now my reality. You know, that was a pivotal and powerful moment for me, because in that moment, I realized that I could change practically anything in my life if I wanted to. I went from unhealthy to peak health, from bankrupt to millionaire, from doing work I hated to meaningful work like this that fulfills me. And you can do it too. So recap, number one, think about a major change you want to make within the next 12 months and write it down. Number two, be brutally honest with yourself about it. Number three, make the mental shift from victim to hero. And number four, make a plan and work that plan. Set this goal into motion by writing down one thing that you can do within the next 24 hours to just get the ball rolling. Even if it's as tiny as making a phone call or firing off an email, never leave the sight of a new goal without doing at least one thing, no matter how small, to put it into motion. Go ahead and get started on that, and I'll see you tomorrow in day number 3.